Report, Chinese urge to call police on foreign journalists covering floods. By Gabrielle Reyes on July 26, 2021. Chinese citizens reportedly harassed foreign journalists on the streets of Zhengzhou over the weekend while covering the central Chinese city's recent flooding. The Hong Kong Free Press, HKFP, reported Monday. Some Zhengzhou residents encouraged fellow inhabitants of the city to call the police immediately on Saturday if they spotted a BBC reporter named Robin Brandt on Zhengzhou's streets. Chinese netizens have allegedly used the country's heavily censored microblogging platform Weibo in recent days to criticize the BBC's China correspondent Robin Brandt for a report that questioned Chinese government policies after a dozen people died in a train carriage amid the flooding in Zhengzhou, according to HKFP. Some Weibo users have allegedly accused Brandt of being a rumor-mongering foreigner and seriously distorting the facts in his reports on the flooding, the news site relayed. BBC reporter Robin Brandt has appeared in disaster-stricken areas of our city many times, and has seriously distorted the facts. If you find this person, please call the police immediately. A Weibo post from an unidentified user on July 24 allegedly read. Zhengzhou suffered record-breaking floods from July 17 to July 20. The metropolis recorded its highest-ever daily rainfall on July 20, receiving the equivalent of 8 months of rain in a single day, according to the United Nations. Zhengzhou's torrential rainfall was part of a storm system that caused devastating floods across China's Henan province, of which Zhengzhou is the capital. The storm system continues to move across Henan and has reportedly killed at least 69 people province-wide as of July 26, according to China's ruling Communist Party. The true death toll from Henan's once-in-a-thousand-years flood is likely much higher than official government estimates, as Zhengzhou alone is home to 12.5 million people. Other foreign journalists besides BBC correspondent Brandt have also met resistance from Zhengzhou's residents while attempting to cover the aftermath of the city's devastating floods, HKFP reported on July 26. Beijing bureau chief for the LA Times Alice Su and German public broadcaster Deutsche Welle's China correspondent Matthias Bollinger were surrounded by an angry crowd who mistakenly believed Bollinger to be Brandt. The news site relayed, adding that the confrontation occurred on the streets of Zhengzhou on July 25. They kept pushing me, yelling that I was a bad guy and that I should stop smearing China. One guy tried to snatch my phone, Bollinger wrote in a Twitter post following the altercation. You should have a positive view on China. One man yelled at Bollinger, according to video footage of the incident circulating on Weibo.